So while we are waiting, I have a co-presenter, as my name badge says, plays well with others. I'm not going to say what the other line means. I'm the man in the middle. I'm leaving this to your imagination. So the question here is, are we out of the woods yet when it comes to the impact of economic recession on local health departments? Now, some of you may have heard seen another presentation of ours at another forum, but I wanted to assure you that we have been collecting data every 6 months or so. So, very fresh data to the June of 2011 are being presented. So even if you've been to other presentations, you'd like to see the trends. By the way, I just want to see what's people's guess without seeing my numbers. How many people think, raise your hands if you think that 80% of the local health departments had smaller amount of budget in the current year compared to the previous year? 80%. 80% or more? Okay. And how many people think that it was 60% or more? Between 60 to, not 80%, but 60% or more? 60 or higher. 60 or higher, yeah.
So
keep your hands up, yeah.
This is tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky. But I just want to give them a cover a little bit if they're wrong. So, all right. So now you got your numbers, remember them. So basically, I don't have any financial relationship to disclose, and so does, my co-presenter, Christine Buta, said that she doesn't have any relationship to disclose. Okay, so, in this presentation, we would be describing some trends starting 2008 to current. Then we would show you the impact in terms of the staff reductions and the program reductions. And if I saw that people still have, freshness and energy, then we will talk about some of the things in factors that influence decision making. Otherwise, we'll just go on to talk about examine infrastructure characteristics of the local health departments that show variation in budget reductions. Okay, so wanted to say that NATO has collected since December of 2008 an impressive amount of data on the levels of budget cuts and the impact and so forth, and all of these studies are based on either the census design or a very scientific, statistically drawn representative sample. So in most cases it was a stratified random sample based on population size served by local health departments. So, for instance, without going into a lot of details, there is a modified census design, and that meant that there are some local health departments for which, some contexts for which there were 5 or 6 or 10 local health departments listed. We did not want to burden those members, so we said, okay, we'll only send you up to 2 surveys. And that's why I modified. So the next one is a sample of 990, the next one 997. Wave 4 was a full census design, and wave 5 was a sample, and wave 6 was a sample. First, we'll talk about the budget cuts. Now, this looks like a very simple and innocent kind of graph, but it actually depicts very sad reality as you start looking at it. So this gives you an answer to your question that I posed in the beginning. The question was asked of all the local health departments in every wave, compared to your current budget, current year's budget, is your previous year's budget same? And we defined same would be if it's within 1% point, or more or less. In December of 2008, 27% local health department said, yes, our budget is less than the previous year's budget. As we move to May 2009, the percent of those who for which the budget was less went up. Now, by 2009, local health departments started receiving some supplementary funds from two sources. One of them was to work for H1N1 related activities, and the other one was for ARRA funding. And so we wanted to see how much cushion did those two funds provide. And as you could see, if we did not, so two colors is what, the difference between two colored lines is what's what represents that cushion. So for instance, in 2010, we saw that in our wave three, and the wave three was basically January through February 2010 is when that wave was conducted. We saw that 53% of local health department would have lost budget or had lower budget had they not considered the supplementary funds that I mentioned and so forth. And so by looking at this picture, I would say that it's safe to conclude that although many indicators of economic performance in the country are beginning to show that, you know, a lot of people say recession is over since 2009, but is it the case for local health departments? What do you say? Yes or no? No. And I mean, it makes me sad because local health departments are members, but it's saddening because public health is, you know, we all know what essential public health services are, and as funds are cut, so are the services impacted. And so we'll see some of that later on. Now, next set of slides will show you two things. So they are geographic, they are about geographic variation in budget cut, like state by state variation in budget cut of local health departments, starting with the first wave and then the next wave and so forth, starting with the first wave, which is November and December of 2008. You would see the variation, and you would also, as we go over the other slides, you would also be able to see how, you know, some of those colors are changing. So the darkest color shows you that 76% to 100% of local health departments in a state had a reduced budget, right? And the second darkest is 51 to 75%. Another way we looked at these things was we looked at how many states are there for which half of the LHDs had budget reduced. So in this one, there were seven states where more than half of LHDs had their budgets reduced. Now, we're ready to look because it may not look that there is much change, but there is change. So, as you see, the dark color spreads from the outer boundaries to the inner boundaries, and you see more states with the darker color of 76% to 100% or 51 to 75% of the local health department saying that their budget is reduced compared to previous year. And 20 states at this time, by July of 2009, 20 states were in this situation where more than half of LHDs had reduced budget. So getting ready to look for the next one. There we go. 28 states by 2010. And So in November of 2010 is when we measured that 28 states, and you see the color is becoming darker and darker. And the last one, that's mid-2011, 30 states. Now, I wanted to remind you all that this is like compounded loss. By that I mean every time you ask them, that's regardless of, so many of these local health departments have lost budget in another period. And then in the next period when asked, they have reduced budget again. So that's the grim situation. So now we look at the impact on the workforce. So in this slide, I'm presenting data from reduction in data on reduction in the workforce from the calendar in the calendar year to 2010 and between the time period of January through June 2011. So the upper bar here is the year calendar year 2010. The lower bar is January through June of 2011. And the way to look at these numbers is that this shows you that 44% of the local health department had lost at least one job. Like one of, at least, they had to lay off at least one person. And they had to, lost jobs through layoffs and attrition 44%, layoffs of the staff 18% in the first period, 14% in the second period, and so forth. And if we ask, you know, how many local health departments were impacted in any way, they were around 52 to 53%. Now, this shows you an estimation, and I would say an estimation because it's based on some census designs and some samples, and even in the census design, we know that not everybody played with us. So we had a pretty good response rate, but not very good. I mean, not 100% response rate. So there is some estimation involved, and that's why these numbers look fake, but they are not. We deliberately put these zeros and, you know, we basically rounded those numbers off, because it would be kind of being aggressive if I had ones and twos and fives at the end, because that would be like, oh, we know to the last unit. No, we don't. And so overall, we estimate that within this time period of 2008 through mid 2011, 34,400 layoffs or jobs were lost. How many? What percentage do you think it is of the total overall workforce? Guesses. 20%? How many people think it's more than 20%? 1%. How many people think it's more than 18%? Bob is right. 18.6, I think, or around 19% of the overall workforce that we have in 2011, which is about 184,000. The estimate in 2010 is 184,000. And so of that 34,000, so roughly 18 or 19%. That's a big number. And so similarly, we show you quickly, need to move on and show you the, oh, by the time, by the way, I'm not using much time. That's good. I thought I was up to the 6 o'clock margin now. Okay, so more than half of the LSDs lost at least one job in 19 states by this time, July 2010 through June 2011, within that time period, a year time period. And now I would invite my colleague, Dr. Christine Bhutta, to present the rest of the slides.
Well, I did not come prepared with any trivia. I have to apologize. Calder did not tell me. So my half of the presentation will be relatively boring, I'm sure. But so Golzar talked about budget cuts And they talked about how those budget cuts translated into reductions in the workforce. And now we're going to turn our attention to the effect that the budget cuts have had on programs at local health departments. So again, using data from our most recent survey, we see that more than half of all local health departments made cuts to at least one program between July 2010 and June 2011. 55% of local health departments made cuts to at least one program. And this chart is showing specifically which programs were cut. So among those that were hardest hit include maternal and child health. So 21% of health departments cut that program. 20% of health departments cut clinical health services, and another 20% cut emergency preparedness. And then looking now at the bottom of the chart, 11% of health departments cut communicable disease screening and treatment. The same percentage cut food safety, and 9% cut epidemiology and surveillance. So those bottom three being cut less frequently than any of the others. And again, looking at this by state, we see that in more than half of local health departments cut at least one program area in 27 states now. And so again, the darkest areas are the states that were hardest hit. So looking up in the Pacific Northwest, we see Washington, Oregon, Idaho. Down in the Southeast, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, as well as Maryland and Delaware. Those are the states that had somewhere between 76 and 100% of health departments in that state cutting at least one program. And then I'm going to finish off now by talking about some variations by characteristics of the LHD. So we've seen what the picture is like overall, but to what extent do cuts vary by size of population served, or are budget cuts more or less likely if a local health department has a board of health? Similarly, what about whether it's a state or locally governed local health department? Do we see variations in terms of that either? So first of all, we see that budget cuts are more common at larger local health departments. So here we're breaking down size of population served by five different categories. And so we see that in local health departments serving populations of less than 25,000, 40% of health departments in that small size category experience budget cuts. And then we see that this increases as the size of the population increases. We also see that budget cuts are less common at local health departments that have a local board of health, and that this difference is most pronounced among the largest local health departments. So on the far right, we see all LHDs combined. So the blue bar representing health departments with a board of health, the green bar, the health departments that don't have a board of health. So just looking overall, we see that if you don't have a board of health, then among LHDs that don't have a board of health, 56% cut their budgets. But among LHDs with a board of health, 40% cut their budgets. And then those first three bars are breaking this down by size category. So we see that for every size category, there is this difference depending on whether or not you have a board of health. But if you look at the largest health departments, the 500,000 or more, we see a stark disparity. So 76% of large health departments without boards of health made cuts to their budgets, compared to 33% of large local health departments with a board of health.
You mean like an elected board?
Hmm?
Like an elected board?
Yes. Another difference that we see is that larger local health departments are more likely than smaller health departments to lose staff. However, when reductions do occur, they affect a larger percentage of the workforce in smaller health departments. So the first graph is showing the percentage of health departments that experienced layoffs and attrition. So the blue bar is the layoffs and the green bar is attrition. So looking at the smallest local health departments, just turning our attention to the layoffs, we see that 10% of local health departments serving populations of less than 25,000 laid off at least one employee. But then if we look at the largest health departments, we see that 37% of the largest health departments laid off at least one employee. And the trend is similar if you look at the green bar at the attritions across category. However, the second, the slide over on the right now we're just looking at health departments that experience some type of a reduction. And so here we see that among the smallest health departments who have lost staff, on average, they lost 17% of their workforce. But now, looking at the largest health departments, on average, they lost 5% of their workforce. So it makes intuitive sense if you think about it, but the charts are really able to capture that phenomenon really well. Layoffs are less common when the local health department is governed by the state health agency. So if you're governed by the state health, among LHDs governed by the state health agency, 11% laid off at least one employee. But if the governance is local or if it's shared between local and state, it's much higher, either 23% for local and 25% for shared. And I think that takes us to the end. So I guess, no questions, right?